Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Diana Krekus, the Take Action Life Coach. It's a pretty exciting morning this morning. You never know what the outcome is going to be, so I just go by whatever happens in the morning. Today I want to talk about excuses, self-sabotage, and the shiny object syndrome. You know, like I said, you never know what happens in the morning. I just go by whatever, you know, whatever happens. Anyway, last week I talked about how to set goals. I gave specific guidelines. And this week, you know, I wanted to talk about self-sabotage and how people have it and they don't even know it. They also can have a case of the shiny object syndrome with it at the same time, which makes it almost fatal to their online business success. They roam around aimlessly and wonder why they're failing in their home-based business profession and why people don't take them serious. I see it all the time. They jump from one online business to another like jackrabbits, and they don't even have the courage to call you up or to, you know, hit you up on one of the social networks to let you know they joined the next shiny object, but you see them promoting it. And, you know, they look like posers because one minute they're, you know, they're promoting one thing, and then before you know it, they're promoting the next thing, and then people look at them, and then they call them wannabes, and then, you know, anybody who's professional won't even take them serious. So, and I'm just calling it like I see it. I really am. So if I'm hurting your feelings, you know, sorry, but it is what it is. It's sad but true, and, you know, it's just funny. I had that happen today. A friend of mine was telling me, I'm joining so-and-so, and they joined it. You know, they took a free position, and then all of a sudden they're doing something else. And that's fine. I don't care. It's perfectly fine. You could do what you want. It's your business, and I wish you well. I really do. It's perfectly, perfectly fine. But, you know, and I'm happy with that, but do yourself a favor. Go in, don't say you're going to do something if you're not going to do it, because if your words are not impeccable, you're not going to be, you know, a person of your word. You know, I'm going to lose faith in you, and if I'm losing faith in you, then other people are going to lose faith in you. So I'm just being really straight up. I'm being very honest with you, because the only thing you have in life is your word. If you don't have your word, you have nothing. You have nothing in life, because you could be a multimillionaire one day and you could be dead broke the next day. But the only thing you have in life is your word. And like I said, I see it all the time. I see people constantly jumping from this business to this business to this business. And then they wonder, well, you know, hey, you know, so-and-so, I'm in this business now. And it's like, yeah, and really? You know, you have to be a person that gets to the point where they're unrecruitable. You have to be a person that stays with one business. You know, you can't be in 20 million businesses. I had a friend of mine. Again, I sat down with him. I spent, I don't know, over an hour talking to him. He told me he was in 14 businesses. He told me that he, you know, was working. He couldn't take it anymore. He was working all these jobs. He was telling me oh, my God, I'm working. My wife is working. We don't have any money. I lost $30,000 last year. I had to pay out. I'm like, why are you doing that? I said, which business are you promoting? Well, I don't know. I'm promoting this one. No, wait a minute. No, I'm promoting this one. Wait a minute. No, wait a minute. I'm promoting this one. He didn't even know what business he was promoting, number one. He's paying all these auto ships. He paid $5,000 to get into one business. And I was like, are you serious? He goes, yeah, because let me tell you something. It's, you know, you get into this business, and then before you know it, you're going to get all this return on investment. You're going to get $20,000 back, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, are you serious? Really? You don't even promote it. Nobody knows you're in it. They know you're in this one and this one and that one and this one and this one. They don't know you're in that $5,000 one, but you're going to get $20,000 back. I say, how the hell do you think you're going to get that done? Yeah, but I'm in it. I said, you're in it, but nobody knows you're in it. So how the hell you can get the money back? I said, you're not in it. You know, you could put this money up that you get a position. I love that. They, you know, they buy a position. Hey, I'm in this business. You're in this business. You buy a position. So what? You buy this top package. So what? Who cares? You know, you're not in a business until you actually do the business. Let me clarify that. You're not in a business until you do the business, okay? You could buy all these top positions in any company you want. You could buy a $100,000 position. You could go and buy a franchise. You could buy a McDonald's for $1 million. But if you don't open those doors, if you don't have employees, if you don't have people working with you, you don't got jack. So you got to start waking up. And whoever I'm talking to, like I said, if I'm hurting your feelings, sorry, oh well, but this is what it is. This is reality, and I see this all the time. And then they're the first ones, well, you know, you're the one that showed me the business. Yes, I did show you the business, but you didn't take the initiative to do what you needed to do. I have another good friend this weekend. I love him dearly. He's family, okay? But he's putting all these motivational, inspirational, wonderful things out there, and that's all well and good. I told him, I said, okay, I said, it's February. What have you done to promote your business? Well, I guess I haven't done much. I said, okay, yeah, I see you haven't done much. I mean, if you think you're fooling me, you're not. And I'm not here to babysit you. I'm not here to pull you to the mat. I may be your coach. Okay, but I'm not your babysitter. I'm not your mommy. I'm not your, you know, your teacher. I'm only here to guide you if you want the guidance. If you don't want the guidance, I'm not here for that. I got my own business to do. I'm here for the people who want to learn. I'm here for the people who want to be be taught what to do. I'm here for those people. If they don't want to learn, you know, hey, next, I'm here for the ones that call me up and say, hey, you know, okay, I did the training. What do I got to do next? Tell me what's next on the list. And I'm here for those kind of people. But if you don't want to learn, hey, it's no sweat off my back. But don't come crying to me. Don't blame me that you didn't make it to whatever. You have to take that onus on you. And that's what I told the person. I said, look, I did a show last week about goals. Did you do your goals? Well, yeah, sort of. Well, yeah, sort of doesn't cut it. Did you do your goals? Yes or no? I'm a little sick and tired. We're adults here. We're all adults. You know, we're not kids here. It's not my life. I'm doing what I got to do for my life. I can't live my life for you. I can't, you know, be behind you and write, you know, hey, I got to call so-and-so and find out, did you get up this morning? Did you do that blog you were supposed to do? Did you contact? Did you follow up all the people you're supposed to do? Did you call all the people that you were supposed to? You said you were going to follow up with such and such a person. Did you call them today? I can't do it. I'm sorry. I got to call the people I got to follow up with. And I can't expect my two sponsors, you know, I can't expect Dr. Brian to call me up and say, hey, Diana, did you follow up with so-and-so today? He's got his people he's got to follow up with. I can't expect Robin to call me up and say, hey, Diana, did you call the people that you were supposed to follow up with? She's got her people she's got to follow up. It's her business. It's his business. But yet I'm responsible to call them up and say, hey, what's, you know, I call up Dr. Brian and say, hey, hey, Brian, you know, what's new in Carrot Bars? What's happening? You know, there was a training. I'm sorry I missed it. Can you know, I get the information from you? Sure. You know, here's the information. You need to go here. He's not going to tell me, excuse me, I wrote every single note for you, and you need to, you know, I'm going to send it to you, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that for you. No, he's not going to handhold me. I'm a big girl now. He's going to say, okay, you know where it is. This is where our group is. Just go to the group and here it is. That's it. He doesn't have to tell me exactly word for word what the training was. That's not his responsibility. He is my sponsor, but he's not my, you know, it's not the brother's keeper business here, okay? Same thing with Robin. We have our group with Avisay. She's not going to tell me, okay, I did all the notes for you. It's like, I did the homework for you, and all you got to do is hand it to the teacher, and you're going to get an A. No, that's not Robin's responsibility. Robin's responsibility is only to tell me, you know, if I missed it, and I better have a darn good excuse for missing it, because you know what? That's not leader material. Because if I missed it, when I have people in the two companies, if they miss it, they better have a good excuse, God forbid, you know, if they're sick. The only excuse I accept is if I'm sick, you know, if somebody is sick, because you know what? If somebody is really sick, they cannot, there's no way they could absorb the training, okay? Or if their child is sick, you know, family happens, you know, a family emergency, they can't do it, okay? I could accept those excuses. But I can't accept that there's a show, you know, like all of a sudden this 50 Shades of Grey is so important. Bullshit. That's not important. What's important is your business, okay? I don't want to hear that kind of excuse. That, oh, my God, we had to watch the football game. Oh, my God, we had to watch this on. No, no, this reality show. That's not an excuse to me. The only excuse to me is life-threatening or that you're sick or your child is sick or a family member sick. That's the only thing that I will accept. That you missed it, that's it, okay? And for me to call up, you know, one of my sponsors to help me, that would only be the only excuse I would dare to tell them, okay? That's it, because I don't expect them to carry my weight for me, because, again, that's not leadership material. So, again, if you have a home-based business, unless you're going to do it for a hobby, if you're going to do it for a hobby, then so be it. But don't be blaming your sponsor because you didn't do what you were supposed to do. So let me just reiterate some of the things that if you're a real business owner, this is what you're expected to do, because maybe you weren't told what to do, okay? Because that has happened. I've had some people who just came into the, you know, to the home-based business profession had no idea. They were told by their sponsor, just put up a website and you're going to make $30,000 in 2 days. It ain't going to happen. Okay, your responsibilities are as follows. You come into the home-based business, okay? You're to follow whatever business you're in. I don't care if you're in healthy whatever or you're in telecom or whatever you're in. Doesn't matter, okay? But this is what you're expected to do. You're expected to know your product or service, okay? Because how the heck are you supposed to talk about it if you don't even know what you're talking about? You're supposed to be a product of the product. How are you supposed to encourage something if you don't even know what it is because you haven't even tried it, okay? You have to. You have to be a product of the product. That's just basic, okay? You have to attend events. If for some reason you can't attend events because, you know, you're financially strapped, whatever, you need to attend webinars. You need to attend any of those calls, anything you need to make the time, okay? If for some reason you're working full-time that you can't make the time, maybe the call is at 10 o'clock in the morning, you can't make the call, let me tell you something. You get the playback, whatever it takes, you get that information. You make the time. You get up an hour early, you stay up an hour late, whatever it is, you make that time to make sure you get that information, okay? Because a lot of companies, what they'll do is they'll have recordings of the webinars. They'll have recordings, playbacks of the phone calls. So there's really no excuse for you not to get that information. And if you have a good sponsor, they will make sure you get that information. It's your obligation to get that information. If you have a good sponsor, a lot of them will send you that information via email, okay? But again, that's your responsibility. It's your responsibility to go through a training. You need to contact your sponsor and say, hey, I need to be trained on how to do this. If for some reason your sponsor, maybe your sponsor's new, maybe they came in a day before you, then you know, that sponsor can't help you, then you go upline. You go upline until you find someone that will help you, okay? Because sometimes the sponsor that you get is going to go AWOL, okay? They will go into the witness protection program. You may not find them. You need to go upline until you find one that will be willing to help you. It's, again, your responsibility if you're serious to be in this arena. This is for professionals. This isn't for wannabes. This isn't for posers. This is serious stuff. If you really want to make a change in your life, this is what you need to do. If you do not want to do this, then don't do it. But don't blame others because you choose not to do what you need to do. Okay? I hear this excuse all the time. Oh, I'm working full time. I can't do it. Bullshit. Yes, you can. Because I used to work 16 hours a day. Okay? And I made time. I was exhausted. Okay? I was. I did 3 16 hours and I was still doing Mondays. But I made the time. It was maybe 1 hour, 2 hours, but I made the time and it killed me. Okay? I thought about this because when I started hearing excuses of people, oh, I can't do this. I got a family. Well, you know what? You sit down with your family and you say, hey, look, in order for things to change, I have to do this. And I need your help and your support. If they don't help and support you, well, you know what? Yes, it's going to be a little bit rougher. But if you want it bad enough, guess what? You're going to have to do it. Okay? And I know I sound mean and I sound rotten and whatever, but you know what? Life is what it is. And if you want change, you got to do it. Okay? Because let me tell you something. When I became a nurse, okay, for 3 years of my life, it's hard. This was really hard. And especially I was young. I was 17 years old, okay? You know, back when you were 17 years old, you wanted to go out partying, you wanted to have fun, you were a kid, you wanted to be with your friends. I gave up 3 years of my life of that, okay? I don't want to hear no excuses. 3 straight years. I'm not joking. I didn't go to parties. I could get my mom on the phone. Yes, my mom is still there. Okay, she will attest to it. 3 full years. What I did was I went to school Monday through Friday. On Saturdays and Sundays, okay, I worked full-time every weekend. I only had 2 weekends off a year. I went to school from August until June, okay? So I only had July, and then I'm back in August because that's what they did to us. So I only had 1 month off, and guess what I did? I worked as an aide in July, okay? So I don't want to hear no friggin' excuses, all right? I didn't go on vacations during that time, okay? I had to work as a nurse. Out of 32 of us, only 12 of us graduated. That's how bad it was. But you know what? I wanted it. I wanted it bad enough, and I was willing to do what it takes. The same thing with athletes. Anybody who's an ex-pro will tell you the same thing, okay? There are people that are struggling. They work at it, and they only certain people make the cut. Same thing with Olympians. Same thing with actors. Same thing with anybody. If you want to be the best of the best, you're going to do what it takes. There's no excuses. So get the excuses, take them, write them on a paper, put them in a ball and throw them in the garbage because I don't want to hear no excuses. I really don't. I really, really don't. I don't want to hear it. Okay? Because right now, I'm going to tell you guys something. If you're not aware of it, okay, I came back to do these radio shows, okay? I just had in November bilateral mastectomies. I'm doing these radio shows, okay? Anybody going through this will tell you emotionally and physically how difficult this is, okay? I'm not sitting down doing a pity party going, oh, my God, this hurts. Well, let me tell you, it does friggin' hurt, okay? But I'm still on the radio. I'm still doing these shows. I'm still, if you catch me, 5:45, I am on the computer doing this, okay? Because why? Because people on my team depend on me. Why? Because I want to change in my life. Why? Because there's certain things I want to get done. Why? Because there's people I need to meet in the future that I haven't met that need me to do what I have to do. That's why. Okay? That's why. I'm not sitting here in bed doing a pity party. And number two, just so that you know, I'm going to be starting cancer treatments. They're IV treatments that are going to make me sick. And guess what? I'm going to be on the frigging computer still at 5:45 in the morning and doing what it takes. Why? Because, again, I want to change my life. I want to do what I want to do. I don't want to hear excuses. There are women who are going through cancer treatments. There are other people that are going through cancer treatments that don't give up. I don't want to hear, oh, my God, you're going through this. Well, guess what? I'm on this side of the grass. Okay? There's other people that are worse off than me. I'm not trying to tell you this to feel any pity. I don't want pity. I want you to see that it's what you want in life. It's not a matter of, you know, because I got cancer, feel sorry for me, woe is me, woo-hoo-hoo. No, it's none of that bullshit. It's what it is that you have the ability to do what you want to do. If you would stop the excuses, if you would stop chasing the shiny objects, stay focused on what the hell you want to do and knock the crap off. I see it all the time. And I want to go up to you and shake you and say, what the hell are you doing? But don't blame me. Don't blame your sponsor. Don't blame the industry. Blame yourself for being a failure. And I don't like to say that, but it's reality. I'm sick and tired of seeing the crap. Oh, I failed because, you know, the industry, you know, it was this, it was that. It was no, it's because you didn't even bother looking at the pay plan. What you did was you were looking at, oh, my God, I'm going to make $10,000. You didn't even look that it took 50,000 people to make it. That they pay you 20 cents a person. Come on now, 20 cents a person? Really? You didn't even look at that. I laugh when I, you know, somebody showed me a pay plan that it was 10 cents a person. Are you serious? 10 cents a person you're getting paid. 25 cents a person. Do you know how many people it's going to take for you to get $5,000 a month? Did you calculate it? Oh, but this is free. It's free to join. Why do you think it's free to join? Did you sit down and figure out what it is for 10 cents a person, 25 cents a person? And then you wonder why the company all of a sudden, we don't need you anymore. Because guess what? We filled our database already with people like you who didn't even think. But our database is full. We have our customer, we have all our customers, and guess what? We don't need you anymore. Did you think of that? No, they used you. You need to start thinking. Think like a home business owner. Think like, wait a minute, what kind of business am I in? Can I be replaced? Just like an employee. What kind of employee am I? Am I in a company that they could turn around and they could replace me? Same thing with the kind of business are you in. What kind of company is it? Has it been in business for a long period of time? Who's the business owner? Who are the leaders? Are these leaders, do they really give a damn about the field, or are they all about themselves? Is it all about hype? Is there really a need? Is there a niche? And stop with the hypey stuff. Be serious about your business. I mean, I got hit up today about a business. Really? I could go online. I don't need to join your business. I could go online and I could get the same product and service, and I could do it myself. Why do I got to pay an auto ship for your service? Does it make sense to me? Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Look at this objectively, your business. Really? Think about the people out there. Think about the economy out there. Is whatever you're selling or what your product or service, is somebody going to buy your product and service because they need it or because they want it? Think about it, because they need it or they want it. Are they going to say, you know what, I'm not going to pay my light bill because I need your product and service? Or are they going to say, you know what, I don't need that. I need to pay my light bill. My light bill is more important. You need to start thinking like that. Or are there 20 million different, think about your product or service. Is there how many businesses that are exactly what you're doing, but just a little bit different twist? That's why one of my business is a unique business. There's nothing like it out there. Why did I pick that? Hello? And the worst case scenario, that particular product, I'd love to have a garage full of it because it doesn't matter. It's money. Hello? Think about it. Your company, whatever it is, at the end of the month, if you had that product and you had a garage full of that particular product, is it a bad thing? If you had a company full of, and I don't want to knock any companies, but think about it. Your particular product or services, at the end of the month, if you had that particular product or service, is it a bad thing? Could you, if worst comes to worst, could you liquidate it? Is it an easy buyback? You got to start thinking like that. If you don't understand business, go take a business class. Then don't be in business if you don't understand business. You have to start understanding business. You have to understand marketing. You really do. I'm just giving you some tidbits, but stop the excuses. The excuses got to go. The excuses got to go. No excuses. No shiny object syndrome. No self-sabotage, because that's what you're doing. The excuses, it's all on you. If you fail, you failed. You failed to look at the company. You failed to look at the pay plan. You failed to follow your goals. You failed. You did. You got it. There's one thing you have to look. There are sometimes it's beyond your control. When you really look at it, did you do everything that you needed to do? Because there's sometimes you've done everything you've done and the company screwed you, okay? That happens. Ladies and gentlemen, it happens, okay? That's beyond your control. But when you don't do anything, you don't advertise your business, you do nothing, then whose fault is it? And if you're chasing shiny objects because, oh my God, you gotta be here, you gotta do this, then guess what? Whose fault is it? That's all I'm going to say with that. Think about it. So if you're going to approach me with the next best thing, I'm going to tell you, are you serious? When you hear that, I'm going to say, listen to my radio show. If you're going to be in business, you need to be serious. You really do. And if you're trying to promote me in a business, don't bother. I'm unrecruitable. I'm not going into any business. I'm done. Did this for 17 years. I'm totally done. I'm not following shiny object syndromes. I'm not. I am immune to it. Okay, so don't bother. Don't try. I hope that with this radio show that you got a lot of value with it. I'm sorry I got very passionate with it, but you know what? I'm just sick and tired of seeing people hurt because they don't want to listen. And if this didn't do a wake-up call, then I don't know what to tell you. But I'm not following you. I'm not. So don't bother wasting your time trying to promote me, sending me links. You got to see this. No, I don't, because I'm not going to do it. So with that being said, next week I'm going to have a show, same time. And I don't know what topic it's going to be, but this one was from the heart. And like I said, it's because I love you, and that's why I did this show. And if I hurt your feelings, I'm sorry, but I had to say it. I was just sick and tired of the same nonsense. So that being said, have an awesome, awesome week. Stop the shiny object shit. Cut it out. Stop it. Stop the self-sabotage. Hit your goals. Get to your dreams. Do what your passion is. Be the entrepreneur that you need to be and do what you got to do. But start today. With that being said, this is Diana Krekus, the Take Action Life Coach. Nothing happens till you take action. Have an awesome day. Bye-bye for now.